Right. Okay, then. Wear the shirt. Okay? Wear the shirt. This morning, okay, I put this shirt on. Now, Elaine knew that I was going to do this thing, wear the shirt. The first thing she says to me is, you're not going to wear that all the time, are you? Yeah. Whatever. So she said, she also said, and I won't say any derogatory remarks she made about the shape going with the shirt, but, because it is a bit clingy, but she also said, people will ask you, why are you wearing that shirt? And I have been asked by people, why are you wearing that shirt? Is it for this or is it for that? And in a way, that absolutely answers the question. You see, I'm wearing the shirt, and people want to know why I'm wearing the shirt. Romans 13, verse 14 says this, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. The message says, dress yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Some versions say, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do that. Wear the shirt. Sometimes people will say, why are you wearing the shirt? Sometimes people will say, you're not wearing that shirt, are you? Wear the shirt. Wear the shirt. During the week, at Life Group, God led me to talk about Joshua. And we looked at different things about Joshua. But we also looked at chapter 24 of Joshua. And what happens in chapter 24 is Joshua does this. He goes through all the things that God has done for the people of Israel. That he brought them out of Egypt. He took them through the wilderness, having gone via the Red Sea. He took them across the Jordan. He took them into the promised land. They had victories over all the people that were in the promised land. And they'd gained what God had promised them. And now he says this. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and Egypt and serve the Lord. You see, they had brought some stuff with them. And they had also picked up stuff on the way that conflicted with wearing the shirt. Okay? And he had to say this to them. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living, Joshua put the shirt on. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Okay? We will serve the Lord. See, once I was lost, once you were lost, once we were prisoners of sin, Jesus set us free, paying in his body on the cross the punishment for our sins. Okay? That's why Paul could say in Galatians, in the same way that Joshua could say, look, this is what God's done. This is what God's done for you. Look at that. Serve him. Paul said this in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul put the shirt on. This is who I follow, and this is why I follow him. If you ask Paul, why are you wearing the shirt? He would tell you, and he would wear it no matter what. Choose this day whom you will serve. Will you wear the shirt? And it's not easy always to wear the shirt. Now, Dave's not here today because he's not, well, Dave Weir. That Dave's here, but Dave Weir's not here. Otherwise, he'd be there wearing the Fulham shirt. Stand up, you guys. This is the Eagles. They're wearing the shirt. And I'm sure that if Henry had known about it, he'd be wearing the shirt. Yeah, he's kind of, that's a virtual shirt. Virtual shirt. Sit down, you've had enough. That's it, done. Too much. Anyway, I went to a football match with Dave Weir. He's a fellow Fulham supporter. And it was Fulham against Wolves. Now, Wolverhampton Wanderers play in what's classed as an old gold shirt. It's like, it looks like kind of jazzy yellowy kind of thing. You know, not unlike the colour that Lydia's wearing over there. Just a little bit more kind of goldy looking. Okay, just right. Nothing like a Fulham shirt, and the badge is nothing like a Fulham badge. So we go, it's a home match, we go to watch Fulham Wolves, and Dave says, let's go and get a drink. Okay, Dave. So we go into a pub, the first pub he sees. He says, we're going in here. We walk in, and it is stuffed full of visiting Wolverhampton Wanderers supporters. And I am wearing my jacket with a big Fulham badge on it. And I'm wearing this. It's not old gold. You cannot hide what that is. It's even got a badge on it. It's a Fulham scarf. I've got the Fulham gear on. Dave hasn't. So we walk to the bar. Now, I've got to tell you this. When I say this is a crowded room, a crowded pub, I mean crowded. I mean that kind of crowded. You know? Sorry, excuse me. Yeah. And I'm getting looks as I'm going along, following Dave to the bar. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, I know. Funny, isn't it? Yeah. And then I have to walk back with the drink, thinking, I hope Dave's got his warrant card in his pocket that he can maybe flash it, you know, out. You know, I'm a policeman. But he didn't care less. Didn't care. You know, it was quite intimidating. But you know, it was nothing, it was absolutely nothing to how Peter felt. When it was the Last Supper, and Peter says, Lord, they might all run away. I'm not going to run away. Jesus says, you're going to deny me three times. You'll say, I don't know. He says, not me. I'm going to wear the shirt. I'm not scared. So he follows Jesus after they've arrested him at a distance. Do we sometimes follow Jesus at a distance? Okay. We're almost following Jesus, but not quite. I'm not ready yet. Or, I'll go so far with you, God, but no further. Wear the shirt. Wear the shirt. But Peter goes, and he wants to see what's happening, and he walks in, and a servant girl sees him, and she says, you're one of his lot. No, I'm not. He hides the badge as much as he can. I'm not one of them. Another girl sees him. You're one of them, aren't you? You following Jesus? No, not me. No, I'm not following Jesus. And then some guys see him. And it's a bit like going up to watch Liverpool, and you're a Fulham fan. You're a Londoner, aren't you? You're not one of us. Because they speak funny up there. Yeah. Sorry about that. From Hull. Yeah. So they say to Peter, "Your accent gives you away." "No, no, no, it's not me." And he curses Jesus. "I have nothing to do with that team. Nothing at all." He would not wear the shirt. But give him, we have to say this. He lived the other side of the resurrection. In a sense, he had an excuse that we don't have. Because we know that Jesus died on the cross, took away our sins, and rose again and is the living Son of God. You see, this is what Paul says in Romans. Romans chapter 1. Now, it shows you that Paul knows who he supports. Paul is wearing the shirt. Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus. I am a servant of Christ Jesus. No mistake. Called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who was a descendant of David and through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He was certain whose side he was on, very certain. Through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who were called to belong to Jesus Christ. You also. To all in Rome, or to all in Horizon, who are loved by God, and called to be saints. Now that word saints isn't like, you know, with a halo over your head. Saints means basically Christian, someone who's set apart for Jesus. You are called to be that. Wear the shirt. Wear the shirt. Choose this day who you will serve. Now, I don't know if this is going to work, because it's kind of been jostled about and a bit windy. But if I can delicately pick it up, it's not very easy to do. I wonder, you probably can't see it very easily. I'm going to put this down, see whether it works. Anyone know what this plant is, apart from the people I told? Yeah, I know, Elaine. And Jenny knows. Okay. It's called a sensitive plant. Its other name is a shame plant.
And what it does,
if I touch it, or if Jamie touches it, touch that one, Jamie. Yeah. Goes down. It was right up before, but it's come right down. It actually moves, shrinks down. It's weird, isn't it? It's all closed up. Earlier on, as Chris and Sharon were witnessed, it was completely open. As soon as you touch it, it recoils, it hides, it sneaks itself down. That's not how we're meant to be as Christians. We are not meant to be sensitive plants, because one of the other things that Paul said in Romans is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God. He wears the shirt. We need to wear the shirt, and we need to wear it with pride as well, because he's had the victory. You know, when, if you're a Fulham fan, and I, you know, I haven't actually got a Fulham shirt, but I've got all the other gear. And sometimes you wonder about wearing it, you know, if you've been hammered about 5 matches in a row. But recently I've been quite happy to wear it, you know, because they've been winning. You see, Jesus has the victory. We don't have to be ashamed. He's won. He's done it. We can wear the shirt. And he wants us to wear the shirt. In Matthew says this, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." That's why we're a city on a hill. We can't be hidden. "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand." You don't wear your shirt inside out so no one will see the badge properly. The idea is you wear it to say, look what I'm doing. And it says something about you. Chris is wearing his John Lewis top over there. So people are going to look at him and say, "Hey, he works for John Lewis." You got Sharon wearing a Hogwarts stuff. Oh, she's interested in Hogwarts and Harry Potter and all the rest of it. It says something about you. So there's Sam over there. "We trust in the Lord with all your heart." He's wearing the shirt. Bit cocky, but, I mean, he's doing it perfectly, and I didn't even ask him. It's great. Wear the shirt. Let people see it, because this is what God says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Another place he says this. He says in John, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this, all men will know you are my disciples." He wants us to wear the shirt and for people to see it. But when we wear that shirt, we need to honor the shirt, don't we? Now, it may surprise you to know, I've never actually played for Fulham or England. Excuse me. That was uncalled for. There's no need to snigger. I'm a follower. I'm not good enough to win the shirt. I haven't been able to earn it. I'm not good enough to. And we haven't earned our relationship with God. Jesus won it for us on the cross. What I couldn't do, Jesus did for me on the cross, dying and rising from the dead in victory. And I'm going to say that victory should make us feel like, excuse me if you haven't kept up with football, it should make us feel a bit like a Manchester City supporter, winning the treble. Because Jesus has won the lot, everything. We should be proud. Choose this day whom you are going to serve. Be proud to wear the shirt. Now, this wearing the shirt bit. Sharon, do you think you could put the first picture up? Now, I have shown this picture before, but I don't think hardly any of you were here when I showed it before. Okay, this is some time ago. This is a player who used to play a long time ago for Manchester United. And his first name is Geordie. Now, you probably know that on the back of football shirts, you often have the surname of the player. Occasionally, some of these South American teams, they have kind of the nickname of the player. But generally, the convention in this country is you have the surname on your back. Geordie is his Christian name. And he's got Geordie there. Now, there's a reason for that. Could you show the second picture? Because he's a child of this man. This is Johan Cruyff. Johan Cruyff is one of the greatest players of all time. In his day, he was the Lionel Messi, the Cristiano Ronaldo. He's even got a move, the Cruyff turn, named after him. That's how great he is. Can we go back to the other picture, please, Sharon? So Geordie felt he could not have the name Cruyff on his back because he thought, "I can't live up to that. I shouldn't wear that name on my back." Jesus says, "You can call yourselves children of God." He says, "You put my name on your back. You don't have to worry." So he just felt, I can't live up to that. I cannot do that. But having said that, we still need to honour that shirt. Little story, and I take no pleasure in this little story in a sense, because it could be me. But when I was at teacher training college and doing one of my teaching practices, there was a teacher there who nobody liked. She was a bit grim. Now, I don't know the ins and outs, and I don't know everything about her, so this is not a judgmental thing, please. It is not a judgmental thing. But I'm at a bus stop, going to go home from my teaching practice one evening, and she comes along, and I'm wearing a badge, a little badge that says Jesus Lives. Yeah? Not as good as his t-shirt, obviously, but it's all right, you know, a little badge. Jesus Lives. And she sees it. And she says, "Oh, you're a Christian." "Yeah." I said, "Oh, so am I." I'm thinking, whoa. If you knew what the people at your school thought about you because of your manner and the way you act, you see, at football matches, that there are football teams that have fans who have bad reputations. Really do. I won't name any. Millwall, obviously. Obviously. But it's true. And they're known for it. They're known for it. So here's a little thing. I actually was quite proud of this. See if I can find it. Right. No, of course I can't. I can never find any. Anyway, no good at tech. I go to another match. This time it's against Sheffield Wednesday. And I'm going with Elaine's cousin's husband, plus Derek Marshall, plus Steve, who is a fellow Fulham supporter, and you know, his son Sam, and my son Tom, because we all support the best team in London. And we're all there, and we go to the neutral area. Now, Fulham were allowed a neutral area. I don't think I can get it on. Oh, yeah, I have. Oh, that's good. Right. I'll read what it says. Okay. In 2004, the club applied, this is Fulham, for a license to have a designated neutral area. No club in the Premiership has a neutral area apart from Fulham. Due to Fulham's past history of having no segregation in the Putney End and having very well-behaved fans, they let us have a neutral area. So I go to watch Sheffield Wednesday from the neutral area because Andrew's there with his Sheffield Wednesday stuff. I'm there wearing the scarf. And I need to go to the loo. So I go down to the loo. Now, the loo is in the neutral area, but it's with the same bit that all the Sheffield Wednesday fans are in. And I go in, and there's a little boy. It's a true story. A little boy. He looks at me, and he turns around to his dad. He says, "Dad, there's a Fulham supporter. What is he doing here? This is Sheffield Wednesday." His dad says, no. It's all right. It's okay. They're like that at Fulham. They're friendly. Isn't that great? Yeah. Proud to wear the shirt. Because we've got a reputation of being a good set of fans who you can mix with. And we even have a neutral area. It's cool. So people may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Wear the shirt, honour the shirt. Colossians 1 verse 10 says this. This is Paul. live a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. So bearing fruit, that's the fruit of the Spirit and the stuff you do, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. That's how you can live a life worthy of the Lord. Bear fruit, grow in knowledge, be strengthened by him, because he's got glorious might. Wear the shirt, honor the shirt, walk with him. I'm going to read Ephesians 4:1-6, if I don't drop everything. Ephesians 4:1-6. And I love this because this shows you how much Paul wore the shirt. As a prisoner of the Lord, then. Paul was a prisoner of the Lord. He was a prisoner of the Lord because he'd worn the shirt. Because he let people know. He didn't hide. He said what he needed to say, whatever God wanted him to. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. You see, we can all wear different football shirts. And maybe some of you would be wearing shirts that aren't England shirts. But we are all one in Jesus. There's only one Jesus team. We are on it. Wear the shirt. Honor the shirt. Now, I said to you before that I don't have a Fulham shirt. If you have, and these are obviously rich people here, or they're knockoffs, or old second-handers from way back, because let me tell you, replica football shirts cost a lot of money. They really do. I mean, you're talking 70 quid, 80 quid for a shirt. I don't have to spend that sort of money on a shirt. Even for Fulham, I'm not going to spend that sort of money on a shirt. And they're replicas. The real thing costs more. Jesus is the real deal. He's not a replica, but it cost. It cost for him to bring us into relationship with God. It cost for him to take away our sins. It cost him. He ended up victorious, but he paid a price. You are not your own, he says in one part of the Bible. You are not your own, you are bought with a price. The shirt costs, and it can't be got second hand. You can get one of these shirts second hand. You might find it hard to find a Fulham one, granted. But you can't get the shirt of Jesus second hand. You have to get it yourself. You have to believe in it yourself. You can't follow at a distance. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Wear the shirt. Wear the shirt. Yeah. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray because, can I tell you that I got this talk in a weird way. I had God just saying to me, wear the shirt. I don't know what? Wear the shirt. What's that about? Wear the shirt. How am I supposed to do a talk on wear the shirt? And then God very clearly said to me, and you've got to wear a shirt. Wear the shirt, because that's what I want you to do. And so you do what God says. And I just believe, therefore, that there are people here who need that message that they need to know they can't follow at a distance anymore, that there are people here who know they can't be sensitive or shame plants anymore, that there are people here who have to stop hiding their light, that they need to show who they believe in, wherever they are, whether that's at home, or at work, or in the community, or at university, or at school, wherever it is. I believe that God wants to say, wear my shirt, wear my shirt.
As I was sitting there listening to this, I felt God wanted me to say that when Peter denied Jesus, he took his shirt off. Right? Horizon Fun, 2 weeks ago, did Peter Zero to Hero. And the reason why Peter, who had taken his shirt off and denied Jesus, don't even know that man, not associated with him, became the person that stood up on the day of Pentecost, preached the first sermon, 3,000 people got saved. Do you know the difference? Do you know why he went from zero to hero? They'll tell you. Jesus gave him his shirt back. He met him on the shore, having cooked breakfast, and he said to Peter, do you love me? Of course I love you. Do you love? Three times for the three denials, Jesus gave him his shirt back. He put it on, and he never looked back. And if that's you today, you've taken your shirt off, you've just hidden it, then go to Jesus. He's not going to say you can't have your shirt back. He's saying, I want you to have the shirt back. Put the shirt back on where it belongs.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's really it today. That is, Father God, you are speaking into the lives of some people here this morning. You are challenging people, and some people are being touched where they don't like to be touched, a bit like that sensitive plant, and shrinking down a bit. Father God, I just pray that you will show them that they can wear the shirt. And as Judith has said, if they took it off, Jesus is saying, here, have it back. Take it back. Because I love you, and I want you to wear the shirt and have my name on the back of it. Father God, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And if anyone wants to talk to anyone about that, please, please, there are people here who are glad to do so. And some of them are wearing shirts.